going to be chatting with Lynn Mansour. She is dubbed the CEO of Hearts, the CEO of Africa 2017-2018. Lynn Mansour is also the founder of South Africa's leading BBBEE solutions partner and accredited training provider. And I say a very good afternoon to you. And welcome to the show, Lynn. How are you?
Good afternoon, Al. Lovely being on your show, and thank you so much for the invite. I'm well. I hope you are just as good. You sound all revved up and ready to take on the afternoon.
Always am, Lynn. Always am. But today we're going to focus on you, Lynn. You've been doing a lot of good work since the early 80s. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, you know, I started out my career as an entrepreneur, and I always say starting out a career, it is a career, contrary to what people say. It's commitment, it takes courage, it takes determination, and you have to be fearless.
Yes.
But most importantly, you need to have purpose. And starting out in business, finding your purpose as to why you want to go through all these emotions and roller coasters as what business provides, yeah. You need to know that you are doing what is close to your heart. And education brings positive change. And targeting our young adults and committing to that change and investing in their education and a new way of looking at life, taking on life and taking on new careers through the knowledge that they've gained. And I'm not just talking about textbook knowledge.
Sure.
I'm talking about actually grooming people for a better tomorrow. And that was my commitment, you know, from the recruitment back in the day, it was recruitment and bringing positive careers and change to young people and mature audiences. And then I just found an absolute passion to see how we can develop people more in a way through education and understanding the complexities of each one's circumstance and making it relative to them, particularly women who have always been somewhat a little bit sidestepped and undermined. Nothing being Women's Month, it is just really the focus that we are, you know, bringing to the world out there, to our society, but most importantly is saying that we are giving a shout out to women to say, keep on keeping on. You know, you're doing great out there. You're educating yourselves. You're taking a stand. You are finding your rightful place in the boardroom. Mm-hmm. And most importantly is that you take up the challenge to become the entrepreneurs of tomorrow. So, yeah, my history is about people. Mm-hmm. My passion is about bringing different purpose to the environment that I see myself in that impacts positively on people of South Africa. And I'm enriched for the experience, Al.
Listen, just the advice that you've thrown out there and putting the stand out there that women empower themselves and women are definitely making changes all around the world, never mind just in South Africa, but all around
exactly.
The world. Tell us, Lynn, what do you do day to day besides what we know of you? What is it that you do day to day to empower yourself and other women around you?
Well, I'm a strategist, and I think looking at the bigger picture is where my biggest strength lies, to see what we do today must really impact on something greater for tomorrow. And yes, I am in education, adult education, but we know that education in itself does not have the impact unless it has many components to developing each person that we engage with. So looking at smarter ways, how do we digitally align ourselves in this fourth industrial revolution and what place and what opportunities it will bring for women, for young people, that they can actually develop new innovative entrepreneurial businesses and attach themselves to the big corporates out there. We also look at the most important factor that has really, really shown, that has come up even more so since COVID, is well-being. So how do we take care of ourselves and others? Mm-hmm. And how do we educate for wellness? Because you can't accomplish anything if you yourself are not taken care of or know how to take care of your families. And underneath that, And or on top of that, you have to look at the social issues that prevail. We are very much involved in working with persons that are differently abled, that have disability, and the barriers that are created for them to enter into the workplaces, and how we can bring innovative solutions to aligning them with the fourth industrial revolution and equipping them with the skills required to be able to take their rightful place in industry today. So everything is an evolution. Education does not stand still. Nothing stands still, and you're constantly changing and bringing new ideas to the fore, but it's across that to make sure it's meaningful, it's impactful, and it's future aligned, so that we can develop a fantastic talent pool for South Africa and beyond our borders, and make sure that whatever we do is purpose-driven, and most importantly, with heart. And our success is phenomenal. We've celebrated just recently over 16 years in the skills development space.
Congratulations. That's brilliant.
Thank you. But it's not just about the milestone of how far we've come. It's the impact that we have made to our youth out there that have had the opportunity not only to gain a qualification, but to develop really meaningful skills that can equip them that much better for the society we see ourselves in.
Lynn, I think the message that you have shared with us today is priceless. So I firstly applaud you, and I thank you for sharing that message with our listeners. And keep on keeping on is what I'm going to say, because at the sounds of things, you are doing fantastic work. And I think a lot of women listening right now would have taken some of that advice that you have thrown forward. So, Lynn, once again, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Thank you very much for sharing your message. If people want to get hold of you, Lynn, are you open to conversation?
Absolutely.
How would they get hold of you?
They could email CEO or capitals at klmempowered.com, or they can call in on 011-856-4700.
All right, I'm going to give you that email address, because that's the one I got. It's info@klmempowered.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, or alternatively, a direct line is at CEO@klmempowered.com.
Oh, there we go. CEO@klmempowered.com. Once again, Lynn, thank you very much for sharing your